From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome into the program. This is the weekend edition of Life Change, and I'm so glad that you're listening in. We have our Bible study Monday through Friday, and on Saturday we always have a delightful time in bringing in guests, friends of ours, people that we have known through the years who have made an impact for the gospel in one way or another, and so we're so delighted about that. You'll be also hearing today about some of our work in Myanmar, what God is doing there. We have some beautiful letters that have just been sent to us from that country. Also, we'll be talking a little bit about some stations that have been added to our radio network. And we're just thankful for all that God is doing here to the Life Change Ministry of Dino Padrone Ministries. I am really delighted to have on the program today a man that I've known for many, many years. He's an attorney. He is also a pastor. Attorney and Pastor Mac McMillan. And my dear friend, I'm delighted that you're on the broadcast with us today. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. I hope I can bring something to our listeners that'll be an encouragement. That's the theme of what I do. I try to be an encourager.
Well, I've known you for a lot of years. I'm not sure how many years we've known each other, but it's been a while. I do know that. Do you have any idea how long we've been connected to each other?
Yes, sir. It's been 40 years. My wife and I have been married for about 35 years. Wow. And I met you well before we were married. I met you when I came out of Bible college in 1987.
Yeah, you got it down. Well, that's pretty good for a couple of 45-year-old guys, don't you think?
Hey, we met as toddlers.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us when you were born and how you were raised, and give us a little background for our listeners.
Well, sure, Dr. Padrone. I was raised in a small town. Well, let me first of all say I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in Erlanger Hospital, and I was raised there for 3 years. Then my family relocated to Carrabelle, Florida. Now, Carrabelle is home of the world's smallest police station. It's in a telephone booth. And, Dino, I'm convinced that's why they did not take me to jail when I was a teenager, because I was too large to fit inside the telephone booth. And they didn't want to haul me to Apalachicola, the county seat. And so that's where I was raised until I was 12. Then we moved to Kansas City, Missouri. And I spent some time there, then came back to Carrabelle, and that's where I got saved.
How about that? I always like to learn new things every day, my dear friend, and I just learned a new one about your police station there. That's a unique story. Yeah, you and I remember back to days in Chattanooga. I do remember that. And also, tell us a little bit about your ministry. God has given you, I think, a very unique type of ministry.
Well, I did church planting. My wife and I, of course, Dee is key to everything that I've done for 35 years that the Lord's allowed us to engage in. I did church planting for a number of years. You knew of that ministry and supported it faithfully through Open Door Church in Chambersburg. Then the Lord led me into some mentoring, some teaching. I taught at Trinity Baptist College in Jacksonville, Florida. I taught for Liberty University as an adjunct instructor and as an instructional mentor for about 10 years. So we've gotten into a broad range of ministry, and I did want to mention my two children, Hillary and Inman. They're close to our hearts. We love them dearly, and they love us. And grateful to have the opportunity to brag on them a little bit.
Yeah, just before we went on today, you were telling me about some of the academic backgrounds they have. The Lord has really used them in a powerful way. The whole idea of being an attorney and being a pastor does not, I do not know many pastors who are attorneys or attorneys who are pastors. How did all of that begin to unravel in your life?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you would say unravel, because I need to be transparent. In ministry, after 20 years of ministry, 22, 23 years of ministry, I was facing a lot of burnout. I had done a lot of work for the Lord, but I'd done a lot of work for ego's sake. And I needed to come to terms with that. And during that process, I made the decision to go to law school. And my intent was to minister in the context of the legal world. I did not know that I would continue to minister as a ordained pastor moving forward. But shortly into that course of study, of legal studies, a good friend and mentor came to me, and he said, "Mac, you've got too much education and experience in the church world to not invest that when you move forward." And I was shortly on staff at a growing church in Mandarin, Florida, and stayed there as I finished law school and finished my master's in ministry.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and I appreciate you sharing that very transparently, because many people who are in the ministry, and we who are called to ministry, love ministry, but there are challenges we all go through and that we face, and burnout is a part of all of that. And so now you're kind of doing two things. Do you still feel overloaded, or is it more balanced for you now? How does that work out?
Well, that's a great question. I did find myself burning out after law school. I was pastoring a church. I was teaching, in essence, full-time, a contract managing 15 to 20 adjunct professors and teaching a full load, and working full-time as an attorney, and I got burned out doing that too. And so I have learned to manage my schedule. So I'm a pastor, and that comes first. I'm also a practicing attorney. I just have to stay very organized. Mm. And I have to stay close to the Lord and to my wife. Mm. When I start overloading, Dee says, "Mac, you're overloading." And I know that is the signal that I need to make sure I maintain balance in my life. Hmm. But it's a critical issue.
Now, when you talk about being organized for yourself, do you have a secretary that helps you, or is it D? I mean, how does that work out for you? Because I know organization for pastors and leaders is a big issue, and just keeping up with the calendar is a challenge.
D does help with the office. Her spiritual gift mix does not lend itself to administration. Which is fine. She helps me in so many ways. I manage my office, and I manage the church with many wonderful volunteers. The church's positions as far as committees and roles are filled by enthusiastic individuals. I pastor Fellowship Baptist Church of Apalachicola, Florida, and we have wonderful membership that helps us along those lines. But I administer my law practice by myself.
And so when do you study? You have three services a week, or how many?
We do the traditional Sunday morning, Sunday night. We do Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. and have some sort of a message or devotional for Wednesdays and Sunday evenings. And then, of course, a message for Sunday morning.
Yeah, so a lot of people who may not be familiar with ministry, there's a big issue with preparation and so forth. I sometimes when I go to churches to preach, they say, well, I guess you preach these sermons over and over again. Well, the fact is, we're really preparing, and maybe something we have, a passage we've covered, but we prepare very uniquely for the place that we're at. And I think most preachers do that, and that's how we keep fresh in the Word of God. And it is, what I say, it'd be true with you as it is with many, that one of your favorite times of the week is the study of the Word of God and preparing to preach it?
It is, because that's where you get the encouragement you need. That's where I get the encouragement I need in order to encourage others. The fact is that I have to fill myself up. We hear the expression, read myself full, and then preach myself empty. And that takes time to do that.
Yeah.
You can't, that doesn't happen by magic.
That's a good way to put that. I would suggest to all of our listeners out there, pray for your pastors, especially those who are faithful to the Word of God and the faithful in the preaching of the Word of God. You're listening into Life Change today. This is coming to you through the ministry of Dina Padron Ministries here in Florida. So glad you're listening in. And here are some beautiful letters we have received. This one comes to us from a pastor in Zozan Village, Tietam Township, Myanmar. He says, I am very thankful to the financial support team. God is good to us through your giving, even in the crisis. I pray God may bless you. And many of you listeners have sent to us financially to help. We have 10 pastors in Myanmar that we try to help every month. And this is a response to your gift, and we thank you for that. Here's another one that comes to us from Myanmar. This is a pastor from Tong Tuang Baptist Church in Chin State. It says, the love of God never fails me, and I am thankful to you, his servants, for your support and love. So we appreciate so much those of you that support these pastors. Also, we have African pastors that we support who go to our online college who are in need of tuition support. And if you'd like to help us with that, simply go to our webpage at dinopedroneministries.com or .org, either one. That's DINOPEDRONE, and simply go to the donate button, and you can help us with these pastors. Talking today with a good friend of mine, Pastor Mac McMillan. He has been a good friend for many years. Uniquely, he's an attorney, and he is also a pastor, and we've been talking a little bit about how he balances both of those things out. And your ministry has really impacted the legal world, I believe. I mean, there's a, I think both sides of that coin are probably true, Mac, that you, legally it helps the church helps in the legal world. Tell us about how you balance those kind of things.
Well, the legal world is an interesting world in that it no longer many times is connected to reality. And by that I mean simply this. We, at one point in our nation's history and in Anglo-Saxon jurisprudence, we adhered to the law, black letter law. It said this, it didn't say this, and then there were questions of equity that arose, and the courts stepped in through the institution of the church, and of course that ultimately was consolidated, and we no longer have church courts. But the fact is that today law is very ephemeral. But what we do is we take a timeless message into a changing world, and that is the message of Jesus Christ. The first individual I ever defended in a court of law became saved and followed the Lord in believer's baptism in a Bible-believing church. And that's what we do with every one of our clients. If they are willing to hear the message, we're willing to get it. And it's an exciting thing to be able to be engaged in telling timeless truth to people who are looking for answers. At McMillan Law, we say that we give direction in a complex world.
That's a good title, yeah. With the whole situation that's going on in the country today, I have said for a number of years now myself that we're kind of living in a world where there's a God that people want, but he's not the God who is. And the God who is, of course, revealed in the Holy Scriptures. When people come to you, Mac, and I know you can't be specific here, but when people come to you in the legal world, is there often a lack of understanding of Scripture in their life? because of the kind of situations that the world is in today. Where I live at right now, I have a number of Christian neighbors around me. That's the first time in years, the precious people. Where I lived at a little while ago, we had a lot of good neighbors who did good things, but they just were lost. I led one of them to Christ. I remember a Russian man. But it's difficult sometimes when we go from the world that in America, where people believe in kind of Judeo-Christian ethic, whether or not that was their faith or not, they believed in it, but it's kind of a different world. Is that what you're seeing?
I'm seeing people who are disconnected from any anchor. And I'm seeing people who have incredibly complex lives. I practice family law. And you can only imagine the complexities that we see there. I practice criminal law, probate, and minister to people who are in broken situations. And they all need to know that there's an anchor. I'll not be specific, but one person said to me, you know, Mac, this is what I admire about you. And I said, what's that? And he said, you have a anchor in your life called the Bible. And I don't have that. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was able to share that they could. You know, could I say something real quickly?
Yes, absolutely.
We reconnected here over the last 18 months or so because of your college and the efforts of Dino Padron Ministry. And I just wanted to tell you how excited I am about what you're doing to impact the world globally through the college and through your ministry. And I wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Mac. That's very kind of you. We are very excited. You know, the older we get, and you and I both are getting older.
Yes, and we are.
I suppose everybody listening is getting a little bit older. But the more I realize the tremendous importance of the gospel, I am more cherishing the gospel than ever before. And I've always cherished it. But the gospel really is the answer. And I appreciate you saying that about our school. We have an online school that we very much thank the Lord for. We have a full faculty, a wonderful board of directors and mentors in the school, and it's such a blessing. And I want to say to all of our listeners out there that if you're not in a good church, you need to be in a good church. And when I tell you about a good church, I mean somebody where they really do believe the Bible is the authoritative word of God. The Bible is getting a lot of slam today, left and right from people. But I will tell you that the Word of God really does give the answer. Tell us where your church is located, by the way, if you would, Mac.
Yes, sir. The street our church is located on is named after a World War II war hero. His name was Van Vliet, V-A-N-V-L-E-T. And we're in Apalachicola, Florida, which is the county seat of the county I was raised in. I still live in Carrabelle, about 23 miles from our church. We're located at 10 Ellis Van Vliet Street in Apalachicola, Florida. And our web address is FBC, like Fellowship Baptist Church, Appalach, APALACH.org. And there's an important message on that website that I would really encourage people to go take a look at and listen to. It's entitled, Why Vote? It's a message from Psalm 11 and verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And that's the issue.
Yeah, that's a good issue. Thank you. You're listening into Life Change today. Thank you for listening in today. This is Dino Padron chatting with you with my good friend Mac Millen. And I want to remind you that we are on international radio, Mission Go Internet, international radio, airing Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 1:11 a.m., 6:11 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 7:15 p.m. And we're about to expand it for into more areas. And so we thank the Lord for all of you that are listening in that area. I also want to say a shout out today to those of you that are on Gospel Radio in East Africa that originates in Uganda, that covers East Africa and all of the English-speaking countries there. I appreciate so much the work that is done there in that area, and we're so glad to be on there. And so we appreciate you so very much. We have this beautiful letter from Pennsylvania. I enjoy your radio broadcast and look forward to hearing it daily because we're on 6 days a week. And this is a nice letter we got from Florida. Thank you for leading me to Christ. And one other note I want to say to you that was sent to us. This one comes to us from Indiana. It says, thank you for the article on Christmas sadness. And we talked about some of the areas that come up even in Christmas and what that means to many people, and sometimes the sadness of it because people miss out on what Pastor Mac is talking to us about today with the gospel. Well, Mac, we have just about 4 minutes left here. Maybe you could just give us a thought from the word that's on your heart today. I always known you to be a wonderful preacher of the Word of God, and I so admire the work that you do as an attorney and as a pastor. Just give us a thought from the Word, if you would, today.
Yes, I'd be, Dr. Padron, I'd be glad to do that. Give me just a moment. I want to pull a text that I was looking at this morning. It's interestingly enough, Deuteronomy 1. And this is just what I've been reading personally for personal encouragement. And I noticed that the Lord was so faithful in encouraging his people to remember that there's this guy named Joshua that's coming behind Moses. Mm. And Joshua is mentioned in the text as the one who would follow Moses as the leader of Israel. And in verse 38, it says, Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Hmm. Now, Joshua is what A.W. Payne calls a great general, or the great general. Well, actually, Christ is the great general, but that we discover that in Joshua chapter 5. But Joshua is a great military commander. He's a great leader, very courageous. But he needed people to encourage him. And it's interesting that you, Dr. Padron, mentioned pray for your pastor. I have people that faithfully pray for me, and I'm so grateful for that. And every leader out there, from the president to the pulpit, needs our prayers because they need encouraging. And it's very difficult to minister in a changing world, but we have an unchanging message. Mm-hmm. And I know this. Jesus died for me. Mm. May 13th, 1982. Mm. I bowed my head between 11:30 and midnight. I was at work. I wasn't in church. I bowed my head and I said, thank you for dying for me on the cross. And I've never been frightened of judgment since then.
Yeah, that's wonderful. A great word from the Word of God, too, there. Thank you so very much. A joy to have you on with us today, Mac. And I'd like to have you out again sometime. We'll talk perhaps about the importance of what you mentioned that's on your webpage there concerning voting. We need to have Americans, Christian Americans, vote. And there needs to be a lot of change, biblically, I think, happening to our country. Thanks so much for listening in to Life Change Weekend. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, we have our Bible studies. I join you for the Bible study Monday through Thursday. Then a member of our team comes on Friday and shares the Word of God with us. And of course, on Saturdays, as we did today, we have a guest on and share what God is doing in their life as well. And so I encourage all of you to do what we have heard Mac tell us today, to be in church, vote in the election coming up. And we are very thankful to God for the privileges and the opportunities that he gives to us. So thanks for listening in. We call these broadcasts Life Change. And my friend, that's what we all need in our life is life change.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.